You are listening to WDCV-FM, the voice of Dickinson College, Carlisle, Pennsylvania. This is Becca Troche for the Untold Stories, raising awareness about disease and disability. The American Cancer Society estimates that by the end of the year 2007, over 10,000 women in the United States will have been diagnosed with invasive cervical cancer, and about 3,500 women will die from it. Each death from cervical cancer is a tragedy made far worse by the fact that most cases are preventable. If detected at an early stage, cervical cancer is one of the most highly preventable cancers. Cervical cancer begins on the cervix, the lower part of the uterus, when normal cells change to abnormal cells that grow and spread uncontrollably. Just like all kinds of cancer, cervical cancers do not form suddenly. Instead, normal cervical cells gradually develop precancerous changes that turn into cancer. This process can take many years. The only way to detect cervical cancer is through Pap test screening. When done regularly, it is the single most important tool for preventing cervical cancer because it can detect abnormal cervical cell changes before they become cancerous. Despite efforts to promote Pap testing within the past 10 years, high rates of cervical cancer persist among women. In fact, about half of the women who have cervical cancer in the U.S. today have never had a Pap test. Nancy Chichek, a gynecology-certified nurse practitioner from Dickinson College, gives information about the link between the human papillomavirus and the onset of cervical cancer.
There are about 116 different types of human papillomavirus. Out of those types, the type we worry about for cervical cancer the most are two types, type 16 and type 18. They're the ones responsible for the majority of cases, about 85% of cervical cancer. 80% of the population who are sexually active have some sort of human papillomavirus. Many times your body just automatically clears this, but the majority of the population has had exposure to human papillomavirus sometime in their life. One of the most important things that's going on now is vaccinating young women against the four types that cause the most difficulty.
In order to access more information about cervical cancer and HPV, please contact www.cancer.gov/cancerinfo/types/cervical or call 1-800-4-CANCER. That's 1-800-422-6237. You've been listening to The Untold Stories on WDCV-FM.